and then fighting.
We can do that. What's going on, XCFL? We are coming at you live on a Monday night. Bracken, you better be quiet back there. We are coming at you with the Hit Six podcast. I don't even know what episode number we're on. It's kind of been carrying over for like the last six Maddens or something. With me today, we got a full house. We got Jiggy, J-Mo, Rob, Guac, and then you'll hear Bracken in the background while Todd's putting a whooping on him. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Oh, dude.
Doing good.
How are you guys?
We got advance coming up to week two. We just finished our fastest season of the cycle. Congrats to Jiggy on another Super Bowl. It hurts me to say it, but we're going to say it.
Congrats, Jiggy.
Say it again, Nick.
It can't feel good anymore. You probably only get like one or two. You might actually not get any DMs congratulating you, but you probably get one or two because you got some nice users.
No, I didn't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say one. The first one, everyone's like, oh, dude, congrats. Really, you know, good job. Like, it's a hard deal, congrats. And you went to it, and they're like, ah, fuck this guy. Like, okay. I don't know if Wayne's got any congrats when he won any of his, though. Probably just from, like, Racket and the boys on their little podcast. Regan, probably.
No, all the right. Text chat was dry, man.
We got a bunch of topics. And then we can kind of finish up at the end, whatever anyone else wants to throw out there. We can talk about this cycle, Madden 24, what they're going to call Madden 25, because there's no, you know, they're going to use Madden 25. We can go whatever we want to here. But first up, let's hit something that just happened, you know, XFL draft. J-Mo, let's start with you. Actually, you just got the topic list. Let's start with Rob. Rob, what are some of these draft prospects that you saw picked that you liked, other than your own, obviously?
Well, Brunson, the free safety, was I liked him from the beginning, and then when he got his combine results, I was like, yeah, he ain't falling to number 30.
No,
but he looked good. If he would have been an aggressive safety, he would have been insane.
Yeah, but I mean, it would have been no question. You would have seen the biggest trades of all time for number one pick if Vikings traded him. Like, it would have been an arms race for sure.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
But what's also, I mean, you mentioned him, he can play sub linebacker in our league, which is insane. The fastest safety we've seen drafted, and then he can also basically play linebacker, which is just absolutely nuts. So,
wasn't he conservative though?
He is conservative, but you know,
he was.
I feel like if you user him at sub linebacker or even at deep safety, really, yeah. Even on streaks and stuff, you just need him to be around it when there's two guys and something will happen. So, Jiggy, what about you? Let's let you cover a guy. Who you got?
It was someone I was trying to go after. The Chargers took him. It was defensive tackle Dockery. He had elite speed, which I don't think I've seen much, if any, defensive tackle agents have elite speed. But
he came out with 81 speed.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say 80. Yeah.
And I was trying to trade up to number 12 with the Cardinals, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, what he went, what pick, Bracken, at what, 7 11. Or 9 or something? 11, okay.
Yeah, he went 11.
I think he traded back to 9.
11, Bracken, how do you get 11. Or he got traded as 4th.
Right.
Yeah, those elite speed D-tackle, or, you know, the fast D-tackles are where it's at.
D-cheeks, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of slow.
Oh, shut it.
We're talking elite speed, not fat and slow. J-Mo, you got a prospect yet? Or I guess, Guac, if you're ready, you can go too.
I don't necessarily have a prospect because I think this draft class was kind of shitty. But I want to talk about somebody I was disappointed about, if you don't mind. Dude, I drafted the text guy, right?
Yeah.
He's an absolute fucking bum. I don't know what happened. I double checked the screenshot just to make sure. He is horrible. I could not believe I wasted a first round pick on that motherfucker.
Supposed to have what, 99 awareness and 99 play record or whatever.
Right. He doesn't have the 99s and he's ass. Like he would have been okay if he had the 99s, he would be all right. At 81 speed, 77 finesse move, cool. But all his other attributes, this dude is cheeks.
Cheeks, there you go. All right, well, yeah. Is that the first time we've seen that fail?
So, you know, I've been running a lot of sims lately also, because, like, I'm trying to get up there and take the Ravens. So I want to see what they look like in a couple seasons. So I've been simming. And I've been just drafting those guys. I think it may be like a glitch or something because it's happening in the Sims too.
Hey, Guac, the guy that was the one that they sent out the thing on was the Damian Linton, that cornerback.
The problem is they sent out multiple ones of those.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I have a screenshot. Man. Yeah. I have a screenshot of Justin Haskins at right outside linebacker.
Gotcha. So, yeah, okay. So
only one of them get, you know, if everyone, but that's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I was like, oh, this guy's, I wasted a first round pick on him. I was like, son of a bitch.
It's not a bad move to go for it to the end of the cycle. You want, you know, you'll just get attributes the rest of the way, which is big.
Right. And I had your pick, so it was pick 30. It was like a second.
Oh, yeah. Panthers, bro. Deadly. All right, Jamal, what you got for us?
Well, I didn't spend a lot of time looking at this one since it was a Saturday draft. Boo. Obviously the safety who should have gone number one overall. He was a stud. And then there's the elite speed wide receiver that BBD took at 26. That was
six
the guy
feet, that's 6 feet tall, right?
Yeah, he was 6 feet tall. Yeah. He came out like 96, I think, but I had him at the top of my board. I would have taken him. A bunch of running backs, they looked like they were going to be decent, and they really didn't turn out that hot. So I'm glad this is the draft I missed. Outside of that safety, I don't think there's anything that really jumped out at me.
As we say, this draft had probably the second most superstar X and X factors that we've had. But yeah, it talent wise, athleticism wise, wasn't that great. And dude, I was like, so many users didn't draft that a lot of good players, like athletic studs, well, quote unquote athletic studs for this draft class, were falling deep into like the, you know, late first, early second, because, you know, the computer doesn't pick those guys, right? The high overall guys. So,
yeah,
cool. Yeah, interesting draft. It's tough at this point to try to judge draft picks. You saw a lot of the newer guys trading for first, you know, trading the studs away, trying to draft their own team. But it's like, wow, you know, at this point, is it worth it? Might only have two seasons to play with them. Yeah, so it's tricky. It's really hard to judge first-round picks at the end of any cycle, but this one in particular. All right, let's go. Topic number two. Pretty much the reason why I'm still in this league is it's my favorite part of the whole thing. But the Madden Gen XFL or XFL Madden Gen Hall of Fame. we put a lot of players in. Typically we try to take, we double the amount of seasons we play, and that's how many guys we take. So we play 10 seasons, we induct 20, unless there, you know, really is something standing out that we need to add more or anything like that. But here's the question, does adding so many players to our quote unquote, you know, Hall of Fame water down the Hall of Fame, or do we think it's a good thing? Cause you know, a lot of users see their guys, they get excited, someone to play for kind of thing. Well, no. Let's start with you. Okay.
Yes. I'm so glad that you started with me.
Let me throw the last part on there. Then should winning, you know, overall record count for their, you know, Hall of Fame, you know, inductability, I guess. You know, if you have like a guy who, you know, wins three games a year, should it hurt that player? Is it, you know, I don't know. Let's see where you stand on this.
Absolutely not.
I figured you'd say that.
Well, yeah, I mean, so here's the thing for me. So you have guys, respectfully, Rob, that are like me and Rob, who aren't going to be playoff contenders
every year. Throw J-Mo in there, too.
J-Mo hasn't won the division this cycle, so yeah, we can throw him on the list.
You guys are cold-hearted.
Oh, no. No, he's the only one who hasn't won the division bracket. Anyway, it's okay. It's all right. Anyway. So these other people have – we're not looking forward to a playoff season. We see it every once in a while. Me and Rob, I think we've both been to the playoffs once or twice. Okay? So, I mean, that's nice when that happens. But if you have a player like, you know, he's had Riley Leak, he's had Mighty Mouse, he's got Earl Ward right now, somebody that he's been putting a lot of effort into usering and playing with, it's nice to see them in the Hall of Fame and be recognized. It gives them something – it's their Super Bowl in a way. I feel the same way about Darrell Cheeks. You know what I mean? So,
man, I don't know. Numbers don't add up for him.
That's bullshit, and you know it.
We'll see. We'll see when we get it. We'll get it on the spreadsheet. Rob, do you tend to echo the same statement as Guac there, or what do you think?
I mean, exactly what he's saying. I mean, I've had one winning season in 50 seasons, but you know, I looked it up the other day. Higgy and me were talking about it down there at work, and I looked it up and I was like, oh my God, I've only had one winning season
you've lost more than you won and keep it at that. Don't include all the details.
Okay, that's not, well, I mean, for the record, I did beat Jiggy last season. Last season, if you look it up, I did beat Jiggy. It was a forced win. He was on vacation, but a W is a W.
Again, don't include all the details.
There you go. No, to me, I mean, you know, I know some of my defensive players, you know, have racked up some, you know, Malachi Ward racked up a lot of interceptions. I was on defense a lot because my offense stunk or I turned the ball over. So, I mean, but I mean, I still had to play the game. I still had to go through and do that. So to me, I say, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, some get the stats, some don't, unfortunately, but.
And it's something interesting for new users who aren't a part, like they haven't been in the league for forever. So like when we do the Legends draft, they start asking the questions of who the hell was that guy, you know, and then they get the backstory from the veteran members who have been here. It's a nice piece of like XFL history to be able to induct all those players and have people ask those questions. I think it's pretty cool.
Jiggy, what about you on this? Because I know last cycle you got Keontae Charles in. You probably could have had a couple D tackles pushed for it too if we're going by winning record and stuff like that. But they might lose out to some of these guys that they're talking about. Where do you stand on this?
I'm thinking kind of being neutral here and saying like a balance. I think you need like some dudes that are just dominant stat guys and then some who might not have as much stats but were like a key component to a team that won a lot or something like that.
Yeah, I think it could also be used as kind of like a tiebreaker if there's two guys at the end and it's like, man, equal stuff, but this guy, you know, more playoff trips or whatever. I can see that mattering for sure. I think I agree with you there. JMO, what about you? You've got some Hall of Famers in there.
Yeah, winning shit's stupid because you know what? The people that are winning, they got the wins, bro. Let everyone else get the Hall of Famers. I think it's more impressive sometimes when you get like someone who doesn't get a lot of wins, but maybe not like an interception, like a Rob, like what Rob said in that example where they get a lot of tackles because he's on defense. But I mean, if you get like, Boone has a running back. Like, what are the odds of that? And like, when he's playing, like he breaks a lot of tackles. And you know, I mean, like when they are sort of exceptional, I think that pushes them up. I think the amount of guys we do is about right too. We don't want to overdo it, but we want to have enough where you know everyone at least has a chance to get somebody in, but not like 32 of them. But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
guys that really show out. So. I don't think winning should necessarily be a huge part of it, but obviously if they have big stats, there's a good chance that they got a couple wins along the way anyway.
Yeah, because you can look positionally too, like, you know, kind of like a wide receiver who's on a team that's always losing and trailing and, you know, putting up big numbers, you know, versus a wide receiver who might be on a winning team who doesn't get to put those big numbers as much because they're, you know, 2 o'clock or running the game down. But yeah, I think because that's the biggest knock. You look at some other leagues, and they have like 6 guys going in their Hall of Fame or something like that. But I do think this sets us apart, gives you this whole, you know, history of the cycle to kind of look back at, which is really cool. So I think we'll continue to do what we do there. So all right, let's go. Topic number 3. It's around the corner. Madden 24 around the corner. What features are we looking to get back in here? Is it something that they removed from the past? Something they never had before? This can be gameplay. This can be, you know, franchise mode itself, whatever you're thinking. Jiggy, let's start with you, and it can't be about streaks.
Dang. Oh, I have no streaks for another cycle. I might rip my hair out. So my main thing would be the draft and the draft board. Just keep tweaking that. More balance. And then make the prospects more accessible. It's annoying as heck clicking in and out of everybody or not getting like the combine score. I kind of miss the combine score from.
I do back too. Then. You can take a quick glance and find, at least see you should look at a little bit.
Yeah, the combine stuff, that should be sortable. I mean, like when you do a fantasy draft, you can like sort by speed and all that stuff. So I don't know why they don't have it for like regular drafts, but
they already have the capability. Just adjust it. We mentioned it before. I wish there was a way to edit prospects without knowing everything or, maybe say what you want the class to look like before it's generated a little bit.
Slider kind of thing. Draft sliders.
Because like, it'd be cool to, we see, okay, streaks are a big thing here. Maybe we need some faster DBs or, let's get some athletic line, but whatever it is.
We need some athletic quarterbacks. This has been nothing but slow quarterbacks other than Witherspoon. It's crazy.
Yeah. Cause even brackets guy's 87, I think.
Yeah. He
86.
Is.
It is. It's because I think those are quick, easy fixes they could add to this that would make the offseason so much more enjoyable. Which is a bummer. I do. The coolest thing would be if you could see classes ahead, too. Like if you could say, oh, this quarterback's coming. He's a sophomore, at USC right now. He's going to be sick.
So you can try a trade for more picks for that.
So that could be something cool. Jamie, what about you? What do you got?
Well, of course, the draft, anything draft related, I want that in there. I think it'd be really cool if they, I like how they did the practice injuries. I know people always complain about them, but going through the whole season and never having injuries was annoying. I wouldn't mind seeing like serious injuries though, where people are losing stats. They used to do that.
Yes. That would be wear and tear on the body if you have a broken. Break your ankle really bad or something.
Drop a couple speed or,
injuries are always an interesting debate.
It is.
It's like, we only have seasons. Like, I don't want my best player to be hurt, but we all want realism. So.
Right. Well, it's one of those things where it ties in with the, obviously I get mad when my guys get hurt too, but it also brings into the team building effect where that's why you're supposed to have backups. And now you just go in and sign like some crappy free agent for no money. Maybe it's worth having.
I thought about that for our cap problem. If we had to pay actual backups that mattered, it would be very interesting to see. It wouldn't fix it, but every little thing would help.
Yep. Yeah. Something like that, I think, would be a little. I mean, it was in the game. They could easily bring that back, and it wouldn't. I mean, they'd probably make it bad and it would break it, but I think that'd be a really easy fix.
The biggest thing with the injury slider is when you up it, not only are there more injuries, but that's where the severity comes up too. Like if you up it a little bit, the injuries kind of stay the same, but the length is increased by a lot. So be interesting to see some 7, 8, 9 week injuries, which just suck, but part of the game. Rob, what about you? What do you got?
Well, anything draft related. I mean, right now, I mean, there's really nothing to do. So you kind of lose interest in that, anything that could keep you hooked in and focused on the prospects. But
real quick on that, while we're on draft again, I think it would be cool to maybe, I've talked about it with a couple other commissioners, but create draft classes and then swap them with another commissioner.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. So like us in another league, I create a class for them that has cool, whatever they're looking for. They create a class for us. I download and upload it. But that's the only downfall is, again, then I know what it is, even if I don't look at it. But it's tricky. The other way would be, maybe have each user create a draft class and we randomly shuffle them in and use, 10 of them for the cycle or something.
That'd be interesting.
And, it gives everyone the right choice, the choice to – maybe they get the look, or then we don't allow them to trade in the top. I don't know. We'll figure out something. But it'd be a cool way to, see what. Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
No, I was going to say anything draft related, but as far as gameplay goes, I felt like this year the screen passes weren't really a thing. I mean, I don't know. I wish they could kind of – I wish screen passes would have some explosiveness to them. But
the jailbreaks are pretty nice. Jailbreak screen.
Jailbreak screen is about the only one that you can really get going on.
You got to be – yeah, it's got to be like a super timely play call where you catch him in the exact wrong defense. And your running back doesn't bump into like six offensive linemen and actually gets to the route. I don't know. Rugger ran some really good ones against Irek when I watched his game. He ran like six of them. All in good games. Who Block, you're out last year. We'll finish this out here.
So, I mean, I hear you guys when you say everything draft related. That's cool and all. But I don't know if y'all remember all the draft glitches and stuff that we had to deal with. If it's going to fuck up the game, don't touch it. I'd rather keep it how it is. I mean, it'd be cool to have all these new features, but if that's going to just mess the game up more like it did before, no. I'd rather not have to wait and pause like we did before. We missed out on like two or three seasons we could have done because we waited so long.
Yeah, at least.
It's kind of crappy, you know? But it is what it is. As far as gameplay goes, I'd like to see, this is an unpopular opinion, but I'd like to see O-line matter. I think it would be pretty interesting to see people building O-lines, you know, and then drafting a running back and like seeing what they can do with that and, you know, like actually having them mean something, have some value.
Oh, I'm 100% on board with that. It just will literally never happen. They will never
they'll never tune it enough. Yeah. It'll never make sense.
Because what it comes down to at the end of the day is this game is made for 12-year-old kids, and they don't want to be sitting there with, like, perfect protection. They want to see, you know, the sacks. They want to see, you know, it's never going to happen. Because, again, they have the three gameplay, you know, game styles, and they don't do anything with the three individual game styles. So,
right.
Stupid between arcade, sim, and comp. So, is that everything for that topic?
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to finish with?
I'm good.
All right, and then kind of touches on all the topics a little bit. Busy, you saw it in, if you read Busy's article, Get to Know Jack. Jack's question was, how do we increase the parity in the XFL? Which I think every Madden league has a pretty big issue with parity. I think we're in a better spot than most. You look at some leagues and it's like the same, you know, two names on the banners from the last, you know, four Maddens. Here we have repeat winners. I think Jiggy's won three, Jack's won two this cycle. We have four winners in seven seasons, which is pretty good. What do you guys suggest? Is there a way to increase parity in the XFL? Jamal, I'll start with you.
No. But there's not. I mean, this would be the biggest year for that because there's so much just like weirdness to the game. You know, fumbles, like where untimely things that happen. This would be the best year for that. Outside of that, I mean, what can you do? I mean, penalize someone who's better or penalize someone who trades better or drafts better. I mean, I don't know if there's really a way. I'd be interested to hear everyone else's opinion, though.
Jiggy, what about you? You're obviously at the higher tier for this.
I would say the highest. I don't know.
Then I'd say you're about third behind me and Jack, but
the greatest.
Let's go. What do you got?
I mean, kind of the same thing what JMO said. I just think the more randomness, the better. It would help with that. Maybe you can introduce a handicap like bowling does. I don't know.
You got to beat Jiggy by 13, or you have to lose to Jiggy by less than 13 for your game count as a win.
There you go. that you got to so spot stupid. The opponent like 10 points to start the game.
Yeah. Just horrible. it's tricky. What did Busy said, you know, at the end of the day, that's what really comes down to is the better, you know, the lower tier users putting in the time with the higher, the better tier users, I think. But even then, at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, knowing the game, knowing your opponent, the timing of different things. Glock, what about you? You definitely improved from your, you know, your start here. I think you started like 2-50 or something. So
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I think especially this cycle, I think playing Jared. You say what you want about Jared, but Jared's a damn good user. Multiple playoff appearances, and Brackett's not that good. I think Jared's better than Brackett.
Jared is Brackett's father. There's no doubt about that.
Right. So I mean, I think there was a season where I swept Jared, and I felt so fucking good about it. Just to see the improvement, you know, playing a good user and kind of learning. Like, he can't stop the fucking run. If you run the ball against Jared, have a field day. Have a field day. He can't stop the run.
It's also ironic you're saying about him because he ran for 300 yards on you last time you guys played. So very, very ironic. You say
it's okay. It's fine. It's okay. It's because I talk shit on him not having Trey Lance that game. He was like, don't make me try. He said, don't make me drop 72 weeks in a row. And I was like, you won't, pussy. He said, you're right, I won't.
Now you sound like Boone. Boone's the only one who will be down 50. And, oh, you a bitch for not scoring here, bro. Come on. Like, okay.
He's egging you on. It's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? I was thinking about this question. I think it's probably the hardest of the questions to, like, because what can you really do? There's really not much you can do. But, I mean, just an interesting idea. I was just trying to think of something different because no one's really going to have a suggestion for it. But I was thinking maybe it doesn't really help, like, throughout the cycle because you have people coming in and coming in and out and leaving and people getting kicked and whatnot. If you fix divisions in a way, maybe.
Yeah, that would be – yeah.
Exactly, because it would kind of suck because, like, if you build, let's say you build like a juggernaut division, you know, you have all the big dogs in one division, and for some reason one of those big dogs leaves, how are you going to subject somebody? Yeah. You know, you can't subject a new guy to that beatdown.
And same thing, if you have a division of, you know, four of the bottom tier users, and then all of a sudden you have, you know, stud join.
Right, and you can't ask somebody mid-season to, like, you know what I mean? If you had to have me change teams, I'd be fucking pissed. Like, I have my Madden Dev guys that I've had since the beginning of the cycle.
But didn't somebody mention, like, division – what was it, like, division swapping with the commish controls or something?
Yeah, they brought that up, complete customization of the league, which would be really cool.
Yeah, so I was thinking, like, maybe after, like, four seasons, you just, like – put similar winning percentages together or something like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think we talked about it in a past podcast where you try to figure out, is it better though to put like four of the stud users in the same division and then have a division of, you know, bottom tier guys, or is it better to completely balance it all throughout where you have one really good guy in each of it? I don't know, because then you have a division where all the wild cards are getting stolen by, I don't know.
Those divisions have a chance of winning their division and getting a home game and stuff. So I don't know.
Because sometimes that is, not everyone. People start the season and they know they have no shot at the Super Bowl. So maybe winning the division would be a cool, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there really is no way, because you kind of have to, I don't want to say put in the work yourself, because there's only so much you can do, and so much improvement you can do. Some people are just better. Some people just know the game better. I don't know. I do think this cycle has been our most, the most parity we've seen as far as teams making the playoffs. And Rugger just won 10 games last season. Like, you're seeing guys step up and pick, same thing with you, Glock. You won the division I won. You're like, you're seeing Sparty's had some big seasons. J-Mo had some big seasons, but, it is what it is. I don't know.
No,
last season was the best one, wasn't it? 10-7 or something?
Probably. Missed the playoffs. Yep, that's my best season.
No, it is. It's tough. And there is no answer to it. There really is. I was just curious, building up Izzy's, conversation. Because there are some people, who don't really – care enough, or don't, not care enough, but don't really, their goal isn't to learn the game, learn the plays that work, get involved like that. Some people just want to have an escape to play, for an hour after work. So it'll be a conversation, a debate for forever. But you know, everybody is important to the XFL, whether you win it or whether you have a one-win team. So, anybody else got anything you want to talk about here before we close up shop?
Hey Nick, I got it real quick. Yeah. I never got a chance to jump in on that question, but
oh, sorry, yeah.
No, you mentioned something. No, you mentioned something in a few podcasts a while back about adjusting like incentives for like, you know, the top wide receivers not getting paid the lowest amount of money, you know, that kind of progressed. Yeah. Now that would be complicated to do, but that might help the parity thing. But I also thought about this when you were sitting there talking, you've got this wheel of chaos. You could take the four, you know, the final four. Oh. And oh, they spin the wheel, but it's only they can only get medium to bad. And then you take the bottom four and you take the bottom four and they can spin the wheel and only get medium to good.
You know the amount of tanking? You know the amount of tanking we would have? People would be tanking for a spin on the wheel, not even draft picks anymore.
We'd have to have a hockey draft lottery.
I was gonna say the bonus of being a bottom four user is you get to take the best player in the draft.
Maybe
people want to trade those away. So
yeah, maybe don't worry about the bottom four, but maybe the top four. Yeah. Maybe they have to roll and you know maybe you make those contract based spins or something.
I think I do think it'd be a good idea though to you know, I'm not here to try to rip away people's fun and take their players, make them retire and stuff. But I think maybe if you players on rookie contracts or things like that, if you know you have a rookie of the year and he wins big, he demands more money. You know, have contracts. I don't know, if your guy outperforms his overall, he gets cranked up a little bit or he gets a bonus, you know, something like that. I don't know. Hopefully we don't have to worry about cap as much moving forward, but there's no answer for parity. But does anybody have any other topics you want to cover here? We'll probably go to
Kevin Advance.
Did Van and
No, they're still playing.
No, they're playing. Never mind.
I just said that. I ignored you for a reason.
Oh boy.
That's scolded.
Go out, try.
I was like, advance this bitch. Come on, dude.
Yeah. Dude, I'll tell you what, that was we've only advanced at the wrong time. Bracken and I haven't. We've had three times in XFL history where someone advanced where they weren't supposed to. one way back in the day, James Simlock.
Right?
Oh no Regan actually.
Wow.
Really?
Wait, no, Regan did. The Super Bowl. The Super Bowl happened. Wings won. For some reason the game didn't save. Regan hit advance and it had Wings won in the sim, luckily. But it could have been very bad.
Wow.
Because the score was different, the stats were different. It was like, holy shit. Jim simulated the playoffs. Once, coincidentally, his son won the Super Bowl that year, which is very interesting because his son stunk. And then another time we double advanced in like the conference championship game, and then it was Jim and Justin Hoffman did. So that was interesting too. But we don't need any more of that. That's
sounds like an interesting no time. Bumpers.
Yeah, oh yeah. Before I took control, you know, Jiggy. Before I came to big dog.
Of course. All hell, Nick.
Yeah, no. I'm winning the Super Bowl this year, Jiggy.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to dust the Packers. And then probably lose the Jack or something. It'll be sick. All right, boys. I think we're – what? Go ahead. Who's got it?
I said that would suck. That's all. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going right, to say, I hope Madden 24 comes out with something big and we start getting some news soon. I'm pretty excited for it.
Well, I got some news for you, J-Mo. I got some news for you.
Okay. Here
team
we go.
Draft.
Yeah.
It is set
for
July 16th. So we got about two months ish. Mm. Make your arrangements now. It'll
baby.
Be Sunday night, 8:30-ish, 8 o'clock-ish, we'll get started. Maybe a little earlier, who knows?
Is it always a Sunday?
Typically a Sunday, yes. Because people do not like Saturdays.
But I always get drunk on team draft, so I'm getting drunk on a Sunday, I guess.
Let's do it.
We can, you know, start drinking early, be nice and lubricated for the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, yeah.
What's the lubricating?
The 16. And then user rank goes dark. On the last one we will get will be on June 18th. So June 18th will be the last one you see. Points will go all the way until the week of team draft. I think they stopped that Wednesday or Thursday of team draft so we can get the graphics all made. But it's coming. It's around the corner. You know, we finish this season, you figure a month out, and then you play, you know, halfway into next season and we're team drafting. So
Nick, where are we going?
Yeah, you tell AFC me, bro.
South? We're going to AFC South? AFC,
probably AFC East. Because I will say, dude, it started as a joke with Busy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And then I was kind of like, oh, shit, man. I might actually take the Dolphins. And now, you know, he really thought I was kidding, you know, because I was kidding early on. So he was like, oh, Nick's just joking around. And then I was like, dude, like, you might want to prepare for if I actually do take them.
Yeah, his content grind has been insane this year too.
Once he embraced it, that then it just made it worse. He should have just let it go, and you wouldn't even be looking at him.
The worst part is what I will do to that team is completely break it down to bare bones. Like I am ready to ship anyone with anything.
I mean, I'm sure Busy will trade for Tua.
There's no trade for Tua, dude. Tua will be a free agent, ready to go if anyone wants him. But you want Ramsey, you want Tyreek, you want Waddle, whoever their, you know, 97 speed running backs are, come get them all, dude. If I'm Dolphins, we're open for biz.
Interesting.
Okay. Or AFC South. I will. If you want to take Richardson, you just got to get in front of, make sure you're in front of Jiggy, and I'll allow that.
Jack said he likes the Jags, so
those teams are all gross, man. I don't like it.
There is a draft prospect in this upcoming draft that's a top five prospect named Mike Money, a 6'2" corner.
Mike Money.
He's a top five projection.
That's a bummer. You know, usually the last draft of the cycle is always the bummer because it's like, oh, you get the sweet names. You get the greatest quarterback prospect in like the history.
Did we get a great dude last cycle? I can't remember who it was. Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but there was some dude that was pretty nice.
Brackett's first year. He was in the division with me at times. And I had my two 99 speed receivers. He drafted a stud corner the last draft of the cycle. You know, tall, 97 speed. After getting his, you know, the break speed off him all cycle. It was all exciting, and then the cycle ended, and it was kind of, you know. But it happened. Jared had a stud tight end that was like 6'7", like 89 speed. Like, there's been some sweet ones.
Imagine if we got a generational one this draft.
That'd be pretty depressing. We'd probably just keep playing this one.
Bro, how do we go the whole cycle without a generational? Like, that's insane.
I mean, they're rare, I guess. They should have made, like, guaranteed within, like, the first 4 years or something, 4 or 5 years.
Customizable.
They talk about generational talent. They say every other year there's generational talent. So yeah, Madden should do it every other year. You know,
I don't know.
It is, but yeah, no Calvin Johnson. No, you know, it's no. I don't know.
Not even offensive linemen. Like, come on.
Yeah, give me a Jonathan Ogden or something. You know, come on, try to draft me a. Now you're pushing. Now you're pushing. it's gonna be interesting. Team, you know, the focus obviously at this point in the cycle for probably 75% of the users, even though I think all 100 are looking ahead at team draft, but you know, 75% the primary focus all of a sudden becomes like, all right, what am I doing next cycle? You know, it's who knows? It's gonna be fun. I'm gonna get the graphics ready and all that good stuff, and then that show is a fun one because we're bringing the chaos. The wheel of chaos isn't bringing the chaos, but. Maybe that's what I'll do, dude. Get on there for the first pick and just spin the wheel. And that's where I'm going. Set the tone for the rest of the draft.
That would be really interesting.
Set the tone for the rest of the draft.
Put like three teams on there.
Is the award show going to be before the draft?
No, award show is at the end. That'll be post. But you know what? It'll depend how many seasons we get through. You got to think this one will probably, you know, if we average about 30 days. We're probably only getting this one and one more in.
Yeah, this is a slow season. When summer hits.
I was going to say summer hits. Everyone's outside a little bit more. But then you also have, like, the people who are kind of like, all right, fuck it, take your first round, I don't care. And then, like, it speeds it up accidentally because they're, like, you know, too carefree. So you get a mix. We still got IREC, though. We're good.
He's been doing good.
Yeah, we lost all the slow guys.
Dude, IREC's been running at advance. Drew, yeah. FYI, Drew's back on the wait list.
I sure am. Yeah,
he hit me up. He hit me up and was like, I'm ready to be back. Let me know when there's an opening. I was like, whoa, bro. I was like, bro, we got people ahead of you, bro. You're not getting right, but you can't leave and get right back in.
How long was it?
Like 2 or 3 weeks, not even.
Yeah. Maybe sometimes that's all you need, though. You know, I've been there.
You've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
No, the one time you left selflessly, you left for the better of the week. You get down like 14 and then quit out all your games.
Yeah.
I think we're good here. July 16th, Sunday, 7:30, 8 o'clock ish. We'll get the stream up and go. It's a ways away, but the end is in sight here. So, you know, if you are in a frustrated spot and you want to leave, you hate the game, just hold out. You're almost there. You know, just start scrolling the roster for next
time. Or leave.
No, don't leave. Do not leave. We can work it out. If you're super frustrated, we'll just go on a little two-week vacation, you know?
We only got 33 games left. I mean, for us non-playoff guys, 33. That's a wrap.
We're getting there. I think this was a good cycle. It started out rough with the server. Yeah, I forget about all this. You know?
Yeah, like, it was ugly.
Forever ago.
Dude, where you had to like quit out your game the right way, or else you were getting, you know, a little saving. It was all brutal. So
that depth chart issue, where if you sign the guy, your depth chart reset.
It still does that.
It still does sometimes.
It still does that.
Yeah, it still does. It's just funny how they never fixed it.
I set my draft chart before, you know, preseason. I cut all my players. I'm like, God damn it! Like, what are we doing? Yeah. It'll be interesting, though. You know, just happy at the end of the day. Like, you know, all those leagues had to restart, and we didn't have to.
That was a blessing.
Yeah, some big time leagues.
Though, because one of my leagues got messed up, so that's cool.
Yeah, so you get the discount.
Yeah, I got a little half off thing.
And then, like Jiggy said, the beta is the first. You know, the first run of the beta, at least probably.
I heard it's like June 8th or something. That's what.
Yeah, super, super early. I bet you they probably do two. You think they'll do two?
I don't know.
If you put it out that early.
I didn't think they put it out that early last time, didn't they?
Because did they only do one?
Came out, I joined after the beta came out. I came back when the beta came out. I was only here for like a season.
Interesting. I guess.
You can look in that beta feedback thread and see.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It would be cool if they did a beta, took the feedback. You know, and then it may be a closed beta, then take all the feedback, then pop out an open beta. And, you know, before release. But that's a lot of work on them, and they don't like to work very hard. So, who knows? All right, boys, let's go ahead and wind this one down. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you if you listened this long into it. We're about to advance, I believe. And we'll be going with and practice squad seals open. Not that it matters, because you won't listen to this until tomorrow. So, we'll go. You guys all know. Go get your practice squad player. Let me get Craig.